You are listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Radio for the rest of us and the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And we want to give a big thank you for all the folks who've donated during our fundraiser. Thank you. And now it's time for the Motherland Influence. Fire. Welcome to the Motherland Influence, coming to you every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. of African, Latin, Caribbean sounds for your pleasure. Please, as always, we advise you to turn up the volume, share with your neighbors, and dance. And today we're going to start out with a danceable tune, but also a tune that got the artist in trouble, Mr. Lapiro Dimbanga out of Cameroon. Even though he's in prison, he'll be somewhat attending a concert in his honor in New York City, November 16th. So we're going to hear the tune that got him in trouble for Mr. Mbanga, activist in Cameroon, and wrote a song criticizing the current president and the other politicians for President Paul Biya, I believe it is, and a member of the Social Democratic Front. Got together and removed part of the Constitution, removing term limits for the president, basically allowing him to pretty much run forever, I guess. And anyway, Mr. Mbanga wrote a protest song about that, and we're going to hear that. By the way, when I get around to it, I'll try to put a link to a website where you can see some more information. He's going to be making a phone call from prison. Hopefully, they'll allow him to do that. On the 16th to New York City, where they will interview him about his problems in Cameroon. So we will start with the tune. Let me get that lined up here. We'll start with the tune, The Constitution Constipy, or Constipated Constitution is what he called it. Crank up the volume.
Don't die, chasse.
Ils ont fatigué.
On a la vie, il reste.
Ils want go rest.
Appelle ton frère le prophète Mohamed. Au secours, venez nous délivrer. L'heure est grave. Les bandits en col blanc veulent braquer la constitution de mon pays. Les fossoyeurs de la République veulent mettre le lion en cage. Les poussins veulent échapper au cerf de l'épervier. Le coq est harcelé et menacé d'une tentative de hold-up. En vérité, je vous le dis, il veut tient Pablo en otage. Et pourquoi cet acharnement farouche a modifié absolument l'article 6 alinéa 2 d'une constitution dont la mise en application graduelle n'a jamais été amorcée. 10 années sont passées, le Sénat et les régions sont toujours attendus. 10 années sont passées, le peuple attend toujours la déclaration des biens des individus appelés à gérer les fonds publics. Ce qui en cette période de lutte contre la corruption endémique est une priorité. 10 années sont passées. Le peuple attend toujours d'avoir une structure indépendante pour gérer les élections libres de transparence, afin que la grande majorité des citoyens ait le droit de voter. Ça, les marathoniens de la mangeoire n'y trouvent aucun intérêt, sauf celui d'éliminer la limitation du mandat présidentiel de la Constitution. Aux États-Unis d'Amérique, à l'Union soviétique et dans les vraies démocraties, les mandats présidentiels sont limités. Au Cameroun, pays de mes ancêtres, berceau de la démocratie avancée, apaisée des fraudes électorales et paradis de la corruption, on s'en fout. Après tout, le Cameroun, c'est le Cameroun. Des motions de caleçon s'il le faut. afin que la constitution de 1996, née des accords de la tripartite, pouvoir, opposition, société civile, soit mise en application. Rappelons-nous que c'est cette tripartite qui a désamorcé et évité la guerre civile dans ce pays. Toute manipulation arbitraire de cette constitution est une menace contre l'intégrité de la nation tout entière. Tous les Camerounais ne sont pas d'un même parti. Tous les Camerounais ne sont pas des politiciens. Et les Camerounais de la diaspora ne sont pas des Camerounais entièrement à part, car la vie de tout ce monde compte. Jean-Célestin et Djangé, Suzanne Canalobel, Arrête Kwe, Mion Patopo, Yébobé, et pour moi, il y a ma vie, Patopo. Deux bombes, c'est deux bombes, c'est deux bombes, c'est.
Cette année-là, elles vont toucher encore. Les Goya, à quoi quoi, bello, bello, comme une fleur. Elle peut me tia, elle peut me tuer. À la fin, elle va m'enseigner. Bello, bello, nana. Ah, bello, bello, ma coco est jolie. Là.
Go, come. quand même. Enveloppe dans l'aile. Mon aide dit quand même. Vous pas parler.
Papa.
Vous pas parler.
Papa.
Vous pas parler.
Papa.
Ah, papa.
Papa.
Vous pas parler.
Papa.
Ils n'ont pas de blé la même.
Papa.
Ils sont saoulés quand même.
Papa.
Elle finit d'aïkou.
Papa.
Dancing to the champeta from Luis Dauer out of Colombia, tune El Jefe Mix, Luis Dauer. Before that, we were in the Ivory Coast with a new one from Abutu Roots, from the CD Adetoy with the tune Balo Balo. And then we start out with the protest song Constitution, Constipee, or Constipated Constitution from Lepero de Mbanga, from a CD called Listen to the Band. And that's band as in band music. It's a CD of political musicians whose music has been banned or they've been jailed or what have you for their protest songs. And that's the case of Mr. Mbanga, who's in jail in Cameroon. They claimed his song caused youth riots back in 2008. And he's been jailed ever since then. But he's going to have a phone interview in New York on the 16th. And there's a link to that information on our website. Go to WRIR.org and look for the Motherland Influence. And also you can see the track list there by clicking Read More. All right, let's continue. First, let me read this for you. We may have opposing views, but civil conversations are still possible, and they help make democracy work. You can see how on Sunday, November 7th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m., when the First Unitarian Universalist Church hosts Gun Control versus Gun Rights. Where Should the Limits Be? A moderated public forum featuring guest speakers Andrew Goddard and A. Barton Hinkle. The address is 1000 Blanton Avenue, across from Dogwood Dell. We need to hear from one another. Everyone is invited. All right. Let's continue some music. By the way, you can call here at 649-9737, 804-649-9737. Also, I mentioned the website, WRIR.org. If you still want to make a donation, you can always go to that website and follow directions from there. We'll be quite happy if you did that for us. All right. And thank you very much for the folks who donated during our fundraiser. All right, once again, let's continue with music. Another woman who speaks her mind, Omu Sangare out of Mali, often speaking to women's rights. We're going to hear a tune called Kiani Wura from Omu Sangare. Thank you.
Defenders Live, making the political tangible and the activism viable. This is Anna Edwards, your host for Defenders Live, Mondays at noon on WRIR, 97.3 low power FM radio, and live streamed at WRIR.org. Join us as the struggle is creative and we want you to keep it up.
You are listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And this is the Motherland Influence coming to you every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. of African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds. And this has been Graybeard for the last half hour. I'm going to turn this over to DJ Doughty. But first, let me remind you, you just heard from Omu Sangare from her Kosira CD. It came out back in 1989, the tune Kiani Wura. And now I'm going to turn it over.
I'm going to turn it over to some music from Sao Tome and Principe, a little island off the coast of Gabon. Here from my favorite group out of that area, one of my favorite, actually, Portuguese language groups in Africa, Africa Negra. We're going to hear the title cut from their CD called Carambola. Enjoy it. I do.
Baby, when I love, Thank you.
Last two were from Angola. That last one was from a sort of greatest hits of Carlos Lamartine CD on the Loose Africa label. The name of the CD is Memorias. The song we heard was Tenda Dialosa. Before that, Prado Paim from a CD called Angola 70s, 1974 to 78 on the Buddha Musique label. Heard the song called Bartolomeu. This is the Motherland Influence. I'm DJ Dowdy here with Greybeard every week, bringing you 2 hours of Africa and Latin and Caribbean sounds. Let's hear some Latin sounds, this time from Senegal, from the group Babacar and Sabor International, from their CD called Bartolo. Here's a song called Titina.
Oh, yeah. se trueno, bailaba de pared a pared. De vez en cuando paraba para revisar su caneca y haciendo unas cuentas huecas se daba un trago de no sé qué. Cuando llegó a la esquina con un parón se encontró. Imagínense ustedes cómo fue. Se le acabó la pared, puso las manos en el farol sin poderse sostener.
papi. Como a un niñito, especialmente las mujeres, me traten como a un niñito y pasan el día y la noche dándome abrazo y besito, y pasan el día y la noche dándome abrazo y besito, así, 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 así.
Juan Soriano from the Dominican Republic, Amor de Niño from the CD El Duque de la Bachata. Before that, the Septeto Nacional Ignacio Piñero from Cuba from the new CD Sin Rumba No Hay Son, the song called Se Acabó la Pared. And those two songs are The End of the Road and The Love of a Child. Speaking of the love of a child, Art 180 is young people turning lives and communities around through art. Based in Richmond, Art 180 creates and provides art-related programs to young people in challenging circumstances, encouraging personal and community change through self-expression. Since 1998, the nonprofit group has worked with youth in the Richmond area to create art that explains and illustrates their feelings, thoughts, and experiences. To learn more, go to www.art180.org. And you are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond.